Blake, I was just commenting. Seems like every time you come on, my first question is, what's the latest on the hurricane? So I'm asking you again.
Yeah, Bill, good morning. It's always something. What we didn't expect, and I'm looking at it right now, is that Hurricane Zeta is going to morph into a Category 2, then go right back down to a Category 1. The eye looks to be going right through New Orleans, which, for all of you that don't know, that I am directly north of New Orleans in what we call the North Shore of Louisiana. Bill, we won't be on the bad side, you know, the east side of the hurricane, so we might not get the worst parts of this. So the Gulf Coast of Mississippi, Bay St. Louis, which we have some camps down there, and those areas may get a little bit worse. But, Bill, the wind is what we have to worry about in tornadoes and stuff like that on the side that we'll get it. But, Bill, we're just hunkering down. I mean, look, you know, us people in Louisiana always make the joke that we pray for a national championship and a guy like Joe Burrow, and it looks like the Lord has given us what we prayed for. So, hey, I guess we'll take it now that we have the Natty in 19 and the Heisman Trophy winning quarterback.
You are. Give us your assessment on T.J. Finley's debut. You've been bragging on him, and I think he answered.
Yeah, Bill, look, it's tough for me to come on a show or any show and talk about that I thought that a kid was under-evaluated or mis-evaluated. Now, I know that I said that in January on your show. I know that I said that during the summer, and I kind of touched on it last week. But, Bill, you know, a lot of these evaluators said, well, he only threw for 52% in high school. Well, Bill, they also led the state in drops for two straight seasons. Now, did he do a little bit, you know, better than I expected? Even I thought that he did a little bit better. His feet were a little bit better. Yes, he lost some weight. But, Bill, the same kid that I saw in high school is the same kid that I saw with the poise and command and the accuracy that I saw in high school, that I saw last Saturday. I think, Bill, that he has something special that I always thought that TJ would give Max a run for his money. And we found out that Ed is in the kind of a situation where, hey, I got to play the best guy. It doesn't matter who your name is or what the back of your nameplate says. I got to play the best guy that we have right now. And the truth is, Bill, if he goes to Auburn this week and puts that game together like he did last week and they come out with a win, I don't care what Ed Orgeron has to say about anything. You have a quarterback controversy. I think, Bill, what happened too, and everyone talked about, well, LSU couldn't run the ball. No, that's not true. Yes, they could. They just chose not to under Miles Brennan. And these guys, Bill, came out and wanted to play for T.J. Finley. I don't care if Miles Brennan throws for 500, 600 yards and six touchdowns. If you lose, it doesn't mean anything. They're playing with a swagger, Bill, that they have not had, quite honestly, since Joe Burrow's been in that locker room. And T.J. Finley gave it to him. The defense didn't play great, but they played better. But he just gives the whole team a different level of confidence that we haven't seen since 2019.
Yeah, and I checked on this immediately. Orgeron is saying Brennan's my quarterback when he's healthy. You're saying not necessarily.
Well, Bill, I mean, I know that's what he, you know, what he's saying. But let me ask you this, and he's going to have a problem if you go up to Auburn and you beat them. Now, regardless if they should be 1-4 or if they're, you know, even if they were undefeated, no, regardless of what their record was, and you go up to Auburn and you have a true freshman quarterback that goes and wins two straight games back-to-back versus Miles Brennan in his first three starts. The only win that he's got as a starter is against Vandy. I don't care what you tell me. You have a quarterback controversy, and he doesn't want to get there. But the truth is also that Brennan's going to have a short leash. You know, Bill, you know, talking to a couple of these doctors, they thought that Brennan would be back. Where's the toughness? You know, Ed even talked about Monday, well, I thought that Brennan would come out 25-50% in practice. Well, Bill, we didn't see that. And so I think that as long as TJ continues to do what he did last week. Now, Bill, Kevin Steele's a good defensive coordinator. I think that they'll throw some things at him. But Auburn has the second worst rushing attack, a rushing defense in the SEC. Well, what did LSU do last week? They went 70% run, 30% pass, and they ran the football with John Emery and Ty Davis Price, what they should have been doing the entire time. So I think that LSU, from a game plan scenario, doesn't need to change up much. But look, Bill, he's going to have an interesting 2 weeks after this Auburn game with the bye and then Alabama.
Who also stood out for you in that South Carolina game?
Well, you know, Bill, I'll go down the line, and this is in no specific order. Micah Baskerville, the linebacker, Damone Clark, and really Jacoby Stevens have been really struggling the last couple weeks. Jacoby Stevens is not a safety. That has been more evident in the last 2 weeks, Bill, than anything, in my opinion. He doesn't attack. He seems to be out of position. Both of them, they don't. And Bill, this is day one stuff on the defense. Hey, keep contained. Don't go for the runner. Keep contained. And so it's just really day one high school install stuff. So I think that Micah Baskerville, when he came in, showed that he can cover out in space, that he can make the tackle inside the box, and he can go up with really any running back that you're going to throw at him. Again, on the defensive side, Bill, people aren't going at Derek Stingley. They're going at Elias Ricks. In four games, he's got three picks and a pick six. Now, he's got to be careful. He can't be shooting the deuces to players. He's going to get flagged. But, Ed Orgeron said that he talked to him immediately, and he had a mulligan, and that's not going to happen again. But, Bill, they're targeting Eli Ricks, and they're getting bit. So now you have two corners that you have to sit here and ask the question. Now, if you're Bo Nix, who has been struggling throwing the football, are you going to throw it back to Derek Stingley? The last time that Bo Nix threw a ball in Derek Stingley's general direction, it got picked. So now are you going to attack Eli Ricks? So those are two things that really stood out to me. Bill, on the offensive side, outside of TJ Finley, John Emery. I mean, look, I think that he has rightfully so taken the criticism because he had the five-star status. But, Bill, when they start giving him a little bit of wiggle room, he's going to light you up. And so I'm glad to see that. Bill, his pass protection has been absolutely phenomenal, something that I did not think that he would portray in his game. But he gave TJ Finley some time. He picked up some blitzes, and they didn't send many, but he picked up some blitzes and did well. The freshman wide receivers, too, Bill, are really starting to come into its own. Coy Moore out of Archbishop Rummel, who the same high school as Jamar Chase and Kayshawn Boutte, they're going to be problems and nightmare mismatches moving forward. And, by the way, Eric Gilbert's an absolute freak. They're going to have to find a way to get him the ball more. But when he's out in space, Bill, he's a Kyle Pitts. I mean, he's Kyle Pitts in the flesh in Baton Rouge, but they just need to find ways to get him the ball more.
Anything new on the exploits of one Arch Manning?
Oh, yeah, Bill. I mean, look, I texted you a while back in his week one game, and he lit it up. Nothing really. You know, I've tried so hard to find out any information from him, but, Bill, they're keeping it so close to the chest. You don't know what they're thinking or what they're leaning. I will say this from an LSU perspective. I don't think that they're out of the conversation, but they're definitely not leading the conversation. Bill, he's gotten bigger. He is more athletic than we've seen any other Manning quarterback, maybe since his grandfather. He's got really good feet. But, Bill, he plays at Archbishop Newman, or Isidore Newman, excuse me, Isidore Newman, where they don't play the toughest of competition. The biggest game that they'll play in the regular season, we saw that on TV, and Booker T. Washington. He just kind of had some receivers that he can throw it up to. He got in a little bit of trouble last week. He threw a pick that, you know, was just, well, hey, I'm just going to throw it up there and see what happens. But, Bill, from a day-in, day-out perspective, the kid's got good arm. He's got good feet. He's got good pocket presence. He can run. He can check. I mean, Bill, he was calling out the middle linebacker in that game on ESPN2. Saying, you know, kill, 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 Omaha, Omaha. Who does that sound like? I mean, you know, yeah. And so then they go down and score. So he's really good, and he's really morphing into his body right now, and he does have a really big arm too.
I know he's just a sophomore. Is there any idea about deep down, because they protect him, and I don't blame him. He's the media is off limits. They really do protect him, rightfully so. Is there any idea, though, what he's thinking as far as future college choice?
Yeah, I mean, Bill, Ole Miss will always be in there. I think that Clemson is also in there. I think if you had to put two schools on it right now, I would say that it is going to be Ole Miss and it's going to be Clemson. I know that Archie and Ed Orgeron have a very strong connection, and so does Cooper. Cooper and Ed are really close, too. I'm not going to say that they're up top, but they're in the conversation. And look, people can call me crazy, but I'm just telling you what I hear. Cutcliffe is also in the race, believe it or not.
Yeah, they love him.
And they're
love Cut.
You know, right, and they love him. He's in the race. Bill, he's in the top four. Do I think that he goes there? No. But just out of respect for Cutcliffe, he's in the race, and they've told him he's in the race. So of the four schools, that's what I'd say would be the four that he's looking at the most. I know that Alabama's kind of coming in, but they kind of feel that, you know, they don't want to get in that battle right now with some of the quarterbacks that they're recruiting. But those are the four.
Blake, tell everybody how they can get your shows.
Yep, guys, no show tonight because we're getting hit with another hurricane. But you can follow us on AYS Network on Facebook from 7 to 8. Monday through Thursday, everywhere that you listen to podcasts, you can go and type in Are You Serious Sports with our Gord partners at Believe on YouTube at Are You Serious Sports, AYS Sports on Twitter. You can catch all of our shows there with all of our great guests that we bring on. I just sit back and build and let them talk because they're much better than I am. So that's where they can catch it.
See you next week. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Bill.